Of course, welcome to another episode of Daily Grace with Alan, Wonder Chapter Edition. Today is Wonder Chapter, Psalms Chapter 3. It's another short Wonder Chapter set up for the word of prayer. Almighty King of Kings, I want to thank you for this wonderful day. I want to thank you for the gift of life, and thank you for the gift of provision. I want to thank you for everything that you have done for us, Father. I want to thank you for the things that you're going to do for us in the near future, Father. We are grateful for them, Father. All the times that we have wronged you, offended you, have mercy on us. All those who are sick, all those who are in pain, Father, may you heal them. Could you be there for us? Could you blessing us, and could you opening doors for us? We pray all this, believing and trusting in your mighty name, and that of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. And let us start. Lord, how many are my foes? How many rise up against me? Many are saying of me, God will not deliver him. But you, Lord, are a shield around me, my glory, the one who lifts my head high. I call out to the Lord, and he answers me from his holy mountain. I lie down and sleep. I wake up again because the Lord sustains me. I will fear not though tens of thousands assail me on every side. Arise, Lord. Deliver me, my God, strike all my enemies on their jaw, and break the teeth of the wicked. From the Lord comes deliverance. May your blessing be on your people. Amen. And this is our Wonder Chapter for today. I tell you, it's another relatively short Wonder Chapter. Let's go to today's message. The first one comes from verses 2 to 4. Many are saying of me, God will not deliver him, but you, Lord, are a shield around me, my glory, the one who lifts my head. I call out to the Lord, and he answers me from his holy mountain. Amen. Today, we are seeing a Psalm of David. We are seeing how gracious and passionate the Lord is, of how much compassion and merciful the Lord is, of how the Lord really loves us. Amen. We see that the Lord will ignore what everyone is saying. The Lord will not let people hold you accountable. Amen. The Lord will not depend on other people's story. The Lord will not go to Pastor A, B, and say, tell me about so and so, for him to make a verdict in your life. Verse 2 says, many are saying God will not deliver him. Then verse 3 says, but you, Lord, are a shield around me, my glory, the one who lifts my head high. Amen. The Lord is your shield. The Lord is my shield. The Lord is our shield. He protects us. I think you know the purpose of a shield. Some of you might not know. I think the closest thing to a shield you may know is Captain America's shield. But that is like an illustration of the Lord in our life. The Lord is there to protect us from every evil. The Lord is there to defend us. Amen. We may still need to go to battle. But as we are in battle, we should be rest assured that nothing will harm us. Why? Because we are in the Lord's team. Of what use is a shield seated at home? Nothing. It's useless. Imagine you're just there at home with your shield. Will it serve its purpose? No. But when you take it to battle, when you take it to the battleground, when you take it to the battlefield, and it starts protecting you, then you will know the importance of a shield. Amen. The Bible today, in one way or another, is telling us that we ought not to be afraid of the battle. We ought not to be afraid of the war. Why? Because the Lord is there for us. He is our shield. And when you go into verse 4, it says, I call out to the Lord, and he answers me from his holy mountain. You call out and he answers here. Amen. Wow. Wow. Just wow. The Lord takes time aside to listen to me, to listen to you. So why are you not calling? Why are you not calling? Why are you running around looking for earthly solutions? No, I'm not saying if you're sick, you just remain in your house and be like, God, I'm calling in your name. You start speaking in tongues. No. on top of what the doctors will do, get on your knees and ask God to deliver you from what you're going through. When you go to verse 5, it says, I lie down and sleep. I wake again because the Lord sustains me. Wow. As your enemies, as they are spending sleepless nights plotting against you, for you, you are here entering your bed to sleep. Why? Because you are a child of the Most High. He breathed His life into you. He created you in His own image. So He's ever protecting you. And He goes in verse 6 and says, I will not fear though tens of thousands assail me on every side. Do not be afraid. No matter how impossible it looks where you are, no matter how much problems you are in, no matter, name it, say it, the Bible is telling us today, do not be afraid. Let the Lord do His part and He will shock you. When you continue to verse is 8 last, it says, from the Lord comes deliverance. May your blessing be on your people. Amen. Are you searching for deliverance? Is there something you want to be delivered? Is there something that is binding you somewhere? Get on your knees and ask from God. He will protect for you. He will give you. He will look after you. And that's how much the Lord loves you. That's how much the Lord dies for you. That's how much compassionate and gracious and merciful our Lord is. Get some time. Read Psalms chapter 3. What do you get? What message do you understand? Feel free to write to us, dailygracewithalan@yahoo.com, or send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter, dailygracewithalan. We love to hear from you. Know the Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. Almighty King of Kings, I want to thank you for this wonderful day. I want to thank you for the gift of life. I want to thank you for the gift of provision. I thank you for always being there for us. Father, where you have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, may you please farm and forgive us, Father, for all the times that we have relied in our own strength, for all the times that we have not relied on you, Father. May you please have mercy on us and may you pardon us. We pray all this, believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.